Maxi Curran, a narrow defeat in the end, just 2 points. So looking back on it, perhaps you could have got something out of the game.
Yeah, I think so very much, Chris. You know, we were only a couple of points in half time, and you know, we had started the half really well. We got a goal early on, and you know, we were in a good position. Look, we were playing with the elements in the second half, but look, we just never really kicked on from the first half. You know, a real battling display, and you know, with a lot more possession inside Kerry 45 than we would have had in previous weeks. You know, which we would have targeted leading into the game, but ultimately in the end, they just got the two goals in the last 10 minutes that pulled away. You know, both goals very avoidable, and that's probably disappointing. But the Kerry showed a lot of courage and a lot of bottle to stay in the game. You know, it's not an easy place to go to Lee and play a team at Nullarn final last year. And you know, in the end, I think probably tired saying at this stage, but they definitely done themselves proud. And you know, had it not been for the two goals, you know, we would have been in a real good position. You know.
Yeah. So looking ahead, I think it's Waterford next at home in a fortnight. Is that right?
Yeah, Waterford two weeks at a time. A game that probably look. Then now Waterford on tomorrow could be a basement battle. You know, both teams very staring down the barrel at this stage. But you know, look, a lot of positives for us to be taken out of it. And you know, Waterford's a game that, you know, while it's another very tough challenge for us. You know, Waterford took us to a point last year in the championship. You know, it's a really young Donegal group, and they're batting really hard, and they're fighting tooth and nail, and they're putting it up to everybody. And you know, you just have to hope that another wee bit of luck comes their way at some point. Two goals today were, you know, two important mistakes. You know, that Kerry got, and you know, we missed two real good goal chances. It was a 12-point swing in a lot of ways. So, luck the Waterford game is something we're really looking forward to now, and hopefully we get a couple of points on the board.
And you made a few personnel changes again this afternoon or earlier today.
Yeah, we did. Kiva Keown came on, made her debut. She was brought on after 2 minutes. Catherine Boyle pulled a hamstring after 2 minutes, so unfortunate for her. And Kiva came on, and she had a really good debut. And we lucky we played a couple of these guys, came back in. She was one that played the last day. And you know, if you think they got Alicia Ryan, played the middle of the field for the first time. And you know, we're just trying to move things around and try and get the best out of people here, there, and try and, you know, match up with the opposition. And that's what we're trying to give, us as much exposure to the girls in different positions as we can, and hopefully they'll be the better for it further down the line in the year.
Yeah. So ultimately, another defeat, but you can see positives there and things to build on going forward.
Yeah, 100%. Look, that Kerry team are full throttle today. You know, they've only one player, one sub forward to come into that team from last year's All-Ireland final. You know, and for us to go down with the panel of players that we have at the minute, in terms of the experience they have, is, you know, it's a real good achievement. And look, we're very proud of the efforts, and you know, it's disappointing, you know, anything to show for it. But look, we feel we're getting closer, and we'd only 5 points against Meath, we're only 6 against Galway. You know, we'd won 11 today, so you know, that represents the improvement that'll be made, and you know, the achievement. You know, and Suzanne White, I think, kicked 1-8 today, which is a fabulous return. You know, so we're look, we feel we're making progress, and hopefully a victory and, you know, surviving Division 1 is still within our grasp.